This passage from Mark, the first chapter of Mark, seems innocent enough. Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Those were fighting words. And today they are probably lost on us. They were lost on me. I recently listened to one of our Lighthouse media CDs from Father Robert Barron, who I love following. And he explained how Mark really uses these taunting or fighting words. I want to explain that just a moment and then move on to examining who Jesus is as we hear about the beginning of his public ministry. First, in ancient Rome, whenever a Caesar won a battle, conquered new territory, he would send out a messenger with good news. This is the same Greek word when we hear Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. Everybody in the area would have known this in the first century. This is good news because there is a conquering taking place. Not of the kingdom of Rome, but what does Jesus say? This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. These are also fighting words because Mark wrote his gospel account in the city of Rome. He's literally living in the belly of the beast, saying, no, Caesars, emperors, we have something better here. We have the good news. Not of an earthly conquering of foreigners, but God's very kingdom brought to earth. And you need to know this. Sometimes I like to reflect on, and we've all heard this question that Jesus posed Peter, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? And C.S. Lewis offers three answers. Jesus is either Lord, lunatic, or a liar. The one thing he is not, the one answer that does not make any logical sense, is what many people today actually think Jesus is, or think of who Jesus was, that Jesus was just a good man. That position is impossible to have. People believe it, they live it out day to day, all around our country, but it doesn't make sense when you think about Jesus' ministry. Jesus either was God or he was something else. Crazy. Or a deceiver. Sometimes I've heard it said that, well, where does Jesus actually say he was God in the Bible? It's a critique, kind of a modern critical attitude towards the scriptures. But if we were thinking like Jews in the first century, we would see examples of Jesus basically screaming out, "Hello, I am God," over and over and over again. For instance, he says in the scriptures, in the gospels, "Destroy this temple and I will raise it up after 3 days." The temple was the greatest place for the Jews. It housed God himself. And Jesus is claiming that he is the temple. The Jews knew this. His followers knew this. Often after lines like this, they would pick up stones to kill Jesus. Or think about when he says to a paralyzed man, "Your sins are forgiven." The people that observed this, and then the miracle where he cured the paralyzed man, said, "Who but God alone can forgive sins?" They knew Jesus was claiming to be God. Now, for us, what does this mean? What does this mean for our lives? This man named Jesus. Are our lives different because we know Jesus Christ? The fishermen of the Gospels' lives sure became different. These simple fishermen running their business experienced Jesus, and Jesus said, "Come and follow me, I will make you a fishers of men." So Simon, Andrew, James, and John, they left their father Zebedee in the boat along with the hired men and followed him. They were not just following a good person. They were not just following a preacher or a prophet. They knew that Jesus was God. In St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, Paul says that everything is going to change. He talked about those who have wives live like you didn't have one. Those that are rejoicing is not rejoicing. Those who are weeping is not weeping. Those buying and selling as if you're not buying and selling. What he's saying is, I have experienced Jesus Christ, who is God, and that makes everything different. Everything in my life, says Paul, is completely flipped upside down. And my purpose is to live for Jesus Christ and Him crucified. So my question for you this evening, does Jesus make a difference in your life?